Batter up, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Dirt and Turf Podcast. I am the man you call Cobra. Joining me is Ben, Tyler, and Kat. Oh, it is great to have you all. I mean, opening week was excellent. Say hello, everyone.
Hello. What's up?
Kat, are you there?
I am here.
All right. So, today on the Dirt and Turf Podcast, we are definitely going to be talking about the current standings. We're going to be talking about the plight of the Athletics. And we're going to talk about the game of the weekend, brought to you by Duke Cannon Supply Company. But before that, Tyler, I believe you have some score updates for us.
We do. Actually, as of right now, the Dodgers fall 7-4, losing the Cubs, 9-7. Rockies are up 6-2 in the bottom of the A's over the Rays.
Of course, the Orioles are winning. Come on.
I mean, to be fair, this is early season Pirates, and when the Pirates do this early season, it's just Pirates baseball. So, anywho, this is opening. It's opening week. So don't. Sorry. It's right. But it. Anywho, so like I said, it's opening week, so don't get your hopes. Now, because things can happen during the season, and that's how we got to prepare things. So, anyhow, so let's talk about the standings.
Got those pulled up.
Yep.
Rangers lead, and for the National League, the Dodgers is top of each nerves.
Right. That's definitely what I got here as far as the National League. Which is very interesting to me that our picks, at least for the National League East, we thought they would do better than what they're and it's just, they're not as exciting as the Central or the West. And in the AL, and in the AL, of course, the Yankees, they suffered the loss. The Orioles are starting to surge. The Tigers and Guardians are currently leading the Central. The Royals are kind of at the bottom. And then, of course, we have the point and laugh at the Oakland Athletics and the Astros. And the White Sox, too, because the White Sox are, of course, drunk.
No, I didn't want to mention. Actually, looks really good against the World Cup. Didn't play
any. Yeah, exactly. So, I think what we're going to do, guys, I want you to give your surprise in the standings. Like, what team is surprising you? What team is disappointing you? We're going to start with Ben. Then we're going to go to Tyler, then Kat, and then we're going to end with me. So, Ben, who is your surprise in the standing so far?
Right now, I just want to go with the Royals.
You're going to go with the...
I guess, unfortunately, I have the opportunity to top. They're going to look out.
Yep, that's possible. They could potentially do what the Orioles did last year and surge in the season, but we don't know. We really don't know. So, Tyler, what team is surprising you?
I'm surprised, honestly, the Red Sox have their abysmal season. That's a great bounce back. It's this one
that would, to be fair, I was going to do a full round before round of surprises, then a round of disappointments. But we'll put a pin in that. All right, sorry about that. So, Red Sox are your biggest surprise so far. Gotcha. All right, Kat.
Gosh, really, though, isn't me.
Right.
I Yankees are. I did not. What they were playing in this, and I don't know. I'm surprised they're doing.
Especially with a Garrett Cole, that's a surprise. But for me, my surprise pick in the current standing so far as of April 5th, 2024, has got to be the Detroit Tigers. The Detroit Tigers last year just absolutely sucked, and now they look invigorated, they look ready. They could definitely take their division if they keep up momentum. But again, we've got a long season to go. So now we're gonna get away from the surprises, and now we're gonna go to our biggest disappointments so far in the standings. Once again, same order. Ben, who you got?
Well,
biggest disappointment I would say so far. I'm gonna go with the White Sox.
The White Sox are disappointing you? Oh, come on, man. How much of the bottle did La Russa give you, man? Did he ask if you would like one cocaine?
Yes.
Yeah, the White Sox should not be a disappointment. They're just the White Sox. Tyler.
They're just the White Sox.
Tyler.
Actually, I'm sticking with Rays because honestly, the Rays are usually really good. I mean, they lost Tyler Glass now, but they.
They would build contenders out of a team built with sticks, super glue, and held together with a roster of plumbers and make-a-wish kids. Now Kat.
So, on the beginning of season, nobody.
Yeah, hello.
Because it's early. We're 8-9 games in.
Yeah, we got 152 to go.
Yeah.
So, as I prefaced early, this is early in the season, and anything can happen between now and October. I have mentioned that, but so far, I just want to know who is our big surprise and who is our biggest disappointment so far. That's
well,
all.
I guess if I had to, it would be
okay. To be fair, Kat, you're right on that. This is supposed to be their year. To not punch their fans in the dick.
They're failing that.
No, they're just business as usual for the Seattle Mariners. So now for me, this one is easy if you look at the standings, and they're the only winless team so far, and that's the Miami Marlins. Easy choice for me. I could also say the Houston Astros, but I gotta go with the Marlins, considering the fact that the Marlins, who were in the playoffs last year, are currently 0-8. 0-8, guys. That is not good at all. They're looking like the MLB equivalent of the Detroit Pistons. That's how bad they are.
I don't understand how you can be 0-8.
According to a friend of ours from the Steel Team Discord server, it's because they blow so many leads. They're like they blow so much you confuse them for a stripper in a back alley. Yeah, no laugh about that.
That is pretty accurate. Look at their scores.
Yeah, valid. Okay, so now let's get away from the standings for a little bit and let's point and laugh at the baseball team formerly known as the Oakland Athletics. Let's laugh primarily at John Fisher.
I can't wrap my head around just Luke City.
Well, I can actually explain that, Kat. So, Arena Coliseum has been a dump of a place 20 years ago. Dual-use stadiums are no longer profitable and viable. They never have been. But Oakland spent all their money, per se, to try to bring back Al Davis and the Oakland Raiders. Or at the time, the Los Angeles Raiders. And Oakland is still paying on that, by the way. Still paying for the extra box seats that they put in. That is known as...
Really?
Yes. That is known as Mount Davis. Right. And now that the Raiders are gone, those press boxes are now empty. They're pretty much tarped over. And unfortunately, John Fisher's a cheap ass.
He's a Dan Snyder of the MLB.
Pretty much. He's basically, Billy Beane pretty much ruined, Billy Beane ruined that team. Moneyball ruined that team. And that's the easy answer why the Athletics can't field a good roster, because they're mainly scabbing it. It's like what they're doing with this team. They're currently scabbing it. That's one of the main reasons why, also, that Las Vegas doesn't have to shovel the dirt yet for the new stadium that they're planning to move to. So for a while, they're going to have to spend their time in Sacramento, just known plainly as the Athletics or the A's. The Athletics are going to be a wandering elephant. And that's basically a not your mascot, by the way. And it's a shame because the Athletics are a championship franchise. They are, and now they're going to be without a team because they tried to appeal to Al Davis and get his. Get the Raiders back. They got him back. It's just that when Al Davis died, the loyalty to Oakland went away. Mark Davis wanted a new stadium. Vegas was more than welcome to open the pocketbook for him, despite his addition to P.F. Chang's. And there it is.
For all the crap we gave Peter Angelos and his family, they would have never allowed something like this to happen. In fact, at one point, there was a talk in place, the city of Baltimore, to build a multi-use Yeah. And essentially, it was going to be basketball or blast.
And I'm glad Baltimore didn't, by the way, because Camden Yards is a cheap park, and also, again, as I alluded to, multi-use venues are obsolete.
Football.
Yeah.
And even soccer.
Yeah.
And when I first heard that they were building a multi-use stadium, I was like, what the dumb do?
Let me explain the theory behind multi-use stadiums. Yeah, one space, you know, to house two different venues. You know, it sounds on paper cost effective, but unfortunately, multi-use venues, you know, a rectangle does not fit into a diamond.
No.
And vice versa.
No, and the whole layout is just thrown off, and you get people who are hitting home runs, but they've had to set up a temporary wall.
Yeah.
Because or
the aspect of, you know, case in point, Brian Billick of the Baltimore Ravens pointed it out. Is that he literally put his foot in the seam of the AstroTurf.
Yes.
Yep. And that's the other issue, too.
Yep. I forget who the announcer was for the football game, but they were like, the guys keep complaining about the turf.
Are you talking about Baltimore?
Yeah.
You're talking about Baltimore football, right? I'm clarifying.
Yeah.
That would be Jerry Sandusky. No relation to that Jerry Sandusky. You know, Jerry Sandusky with a G, not Jerry Sandusky with a J.
Yes.
All right, there's a difference. Now to clear that up, let's now talk about the games of the weekend, brought to you by Duke Cannon Supply. And let me remind our viewers of something. I've been using Duke Cannon Supply's products for over 3 years now. I've been satisfied with all their products. And let me also say this, whenever you buy Duke Cannon, proceeds go towards the troops and veterans organizations. So use our affiliate link, buy Duke Cannon Supply Company. They have some great soaps, great shampoos, great cologne. They got colognes, you know. Treat your man right. Smell like a proper man. Don't be a Sasquatch. All right. So now let's talk about the games of the weekend. We're going to start with, we're going to decide our pick of what's going to be our game of the weekend. We got Ben first, Tyler, Kat, and me. So, Ben? Ben? Yep. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Okay. All right. Yeah, Dodgers and Cubs. Oh, nice. Yep.
These are looking good.
All right. Nice. Tyler.
My game of the Cubs is going to be, honestly,
oh, nice. Nice. That's yep. All right. Thank you, Tyler. Kat.
I'm a boring guy. It's the Orioles for me. I don't care who's playing. That
which is going to be the Pirates.
It's just always going to be the Orioles for me.
And to be fair, Kat, is you're right. You are a home fan, so you know sometimes you got to root for your got to be a homer and root for your home fan. It happens, you know, and it's no problem at all. I wonder if Fubo TV could get through that.
Yeah, it's
blackouts are the bane of the fans.
They are. They really are.
That's right. All right. Now for me, this one's a little bit personal because. My fiance is going with her father to this game. She got this as a birthday present. She's going to Nationals Park to watch the Nationals go up against the Phillies. She's going there tomorrow.
Well, that'd be fun.
Yep.
And this is going to have a bucket.
Yeah, pretty much.
It'll be good later there.
Pretty much. there. But that'd be our games of the week that weekend we're looking forward to, which is always fun. And. We want to remind our listeners that we also do have other sports that we do cover. After all, on Wednesday nights we do the Lap Down. Ben, he does a NASCAR podcast. He'll have a very special guest this upcoming Wednesday, right, Ben?
Yeah, three guests come up.
Right. And also another reminder for the NFL, for the NFL draft, Ben and I will be live streaming the draft together. So we do want to remind our listeners to come check us out. Even our co-host Tyler and Kat, please check us out on that one.
Yeah, that's coming up, isn't it?
Yep, later on this
week. Next week.
No, a couple more weeks. Oh, the draft is in 2 weeks, not next week. It's not next week.
No, it's not next week.
Yeah, it's the 23rd. Yeah, it's 22nd, 23rd, something like that. Yeah, right. Well, let me check what the NFL draft. April
20th.
You hear me?
Muted. There you go.
Yep. Yeah, it was April 25th. All right. So that'll be it for our podcast. This was kind of fun. A little bit of a small bite. We got through it very fast. But we do want to give a shout out to our sponsors. We have. Ben, we have Toucan Supply Company, Sleeves.com, Fanatics, and Dr. Squatch. Yeah, Sleeves. Yeah, it's pronounced Sleeves. Sleeves are a great company. I've been using them for over 10 years now. They're great. They have great compression products. Very graphic, very drippy. Just the best, one of the best inexpensive sleeves out there. But anywho, once again, that is it for the Social Sports for the Dirt and Turf podcast. I want to thank Ben, Tyler, and Kat for joining me today. We had a lot of fun. We still have a lot of fun, and we have a long season ahead of us. So anywho, as we're about to leave, I am the man they call Cobra. Step up to the plate. Play ball.
Play ball.